Well, education can be a very divisive thing. You only have to look at the outrage caused in some quarters this week by Web Summit founder Paddy Cosgrave's assertion that a second-class honours degree from Trinity was equal to a first-class honours from any of the other colleges around the country. But we're joined now by a man who believes that our university education system is letting everyone down when it goes along with the wishes of industry chiefs. John Teeling is a serial entrepreneur, founder of Cooley Whiskey and a former UCD lecturer. We're also joined by the Public Affairs Director at the American Chamber of Commerce, Brian Cotter, and he speaks for many members who are American multinationals who have based themselves in Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. John, if I could turn to you first. Set out your stall. Why isn't it good that we should create graduates for foreign multinationals?
The job of education is certainly not to provide foot soldiers for American industry or Irish industry or any other industry. I don't understand why that would even be entertained. I mean, the job of education is to identify talent and to try and get people to achieve their potential, whatever that is. And what we should be doing, particularly at undergraduate level, is to inspire the students to question, to challenge and to look for alternatives. Now, that does not involve focused education to provide, as I say, people who will work on production lines for any type of industry.
Brian, what's wrong with that? That
nothing.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, nothing. In because one of the things that talent that comes out of the Irish education system is noted for is its flexibility, its adaptability, and it's responsive to change. And in fact, even the studies that are done internationally, like the World Competitors Yearbook, the people from Switzerland who do that, it's interesting that they say in their survey that's what comes out. But I suppose education is not only about having skills for life, it's also about having skills for work. So there needs to be that engagement between business and education. So at the output side, you know, that people are going to be able to find work that they want to do and that companies can find the skills that they need.
Why is it then that so many American multinationals, publicly say that we're not producing the right kind of graduates to meet their needs? Well, they want a bigger say in the shaping of education in Ireland.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you look at across the kind of the issues that are involved in the Western developed economies, there's a shortage of technical skills in particular. There's a drive towards, centres of excellence that require a lot of languages as well. So these are stress points that are across the Western world. I think Ireland has responded very well in its in programmes like the ICT Action Plan and its reputation internationally for the availability of skills, for the quality of skills that are coming out of the education system is very high. But the demands are high too, and we can't rest on our laurels or be complacent. And I think there's a lot of positive engagement going on at all levels between education providers and policymakers and industry
What's wrong for your members? What's wrong with the graduates that they're getting?
Well, it's not a question of what's wrong with them. How do we make them better? And I think you've seen a responsiveness in the choices that are being made in there, in the curriculum mix, the subject mix, and the courses that are being selected that are moving towards a greater mix in terms of the skills that are required in the science, technology, engineering, mathematics, where demand is high and where there are job opportunities. So the other aspect of that is, you'll hear a lot of talk about work ready, and I suppose a lot of that comes down to a gap, if you like, that's developed across the Western world, where the sophistication of what the companies are doing is so high that there seems to be a gap sometimes between
John,
what the graduates...
Not at all. Don't accept it at all. When I was an undergraduate in the early 60s, you had the NBST, National Bureau for Science and Technology, with the exact same thing. And they wanted us to produce graduates for textiles, for clothing and for plastics. They're all gone. Producing people for specific skills is temporal. And in a fast-changing world, these people are going to be on the scrap heap in years to come. Most of the American companies here now are not the companies that were here 40 years ago or 30 years ago, and it's going to be even quicker. Our job, particularly at undergraduate level, is to give people a layer of skills and get them to think for themselves, and that will help them to reach their own potential, but also will create opportunities for us both in the sciences and in business and in sports and in the arts.
But John, most people going to university want to get a job at the end of it.
And so they should.
In an ideal sense,
absolutely.
They want an education to understand the world better themselves,
yes.
But they also want a job. If the people who are going to employ them today or tomorrow saying are saying this is what I want, we should listen to them.
No,
should we not?
I have to say that what they should do, if they want particular people to work on their particular farm or their production lines, they should train them. I don't think the job of third level universities is to provide trained technicians. I really don't believe that.
Brian, your members should pay for it. Why don't the companies pay for it rather than the education system pay for it? If you want them a certain way, train them.
Well, there's a few things here. First of all, I don't disagree necessarily with what John is saying. It's just a question of context. I mean, I think we have learned over the last decade in particular that industries do change and their skills needs change. Industry doesn't always know what they need in the future, and either is the education system. And I think what we've discovered is that what the education system needs to provide, particularly at university, but it's not just university, there are other training avenues as well, is broad-based education in disciplines like engineering, etc.
Okay, well, what about after the undergraduate level? What about research, right? If companies, if universities want big multinationals to provide money to those universities, then surely they should have some input, John, into saying these are the kinds of research that people should be doing, that it should have some practical end purpose.
We're now at fourth level, you know, postgraduate level. Undergraduate level should be general. My big complaint with Irish universities is that it's too specific. My own commerce faculty, I was disillusioned with it, that you were learning accounting and statistics and mathematics instead of learning the social sciences, which possibly explains the Paddy Cosgrove thing. But there again, Paddy as a 2-1 from Trinity would probably say that anyway. And I'm speaking with him next week, so you can come back to me, Paddy, on that. But it's at postgraduate level. The job of a university, and my daughter and son-in-law are both research scientists in the university, so I'll have to say the right thing, is that if you want development, there's R&D. You're talking about research. What you're talking about is where they give money to redesign the pots or to change the shape of this or to put another source line and code in. That's development. That's not basic research. Of course, there's a role for that in the faculties, but postgraduate work, where people are incentivized, where young graduates have got the fire in their eyes and they want to do things, that needs to be funded. And the real one you're talking about here is Science Foundation Ireland, with a huge budget. In the days gone by, they had 600 million a year, which was for basic research. They're now essentially moving that away for development because of what you say. Everybody says, how many jobs are in the project? There are no jobs in basic research until you find something for it. But there must be a role for basic research. And I'm afraid that because of the power of maybe bureaucrats and indeed organisations such as the American companies and others, the politicians are persuaded now, and they've persuaded the likes of SFI, that they should do developmental research, not basic research.
What about that, Brian? Ultimately, it's muddling the difference between research and development. And research has a longer term benefit in a society.
Well, first of all, we've got to recognise that there's a new model within Science Foundation Ireland, which is a third, a third, a third, a third estate, a third company or corporate enterprise investment, and a third from matching funding, maybe like from the European system. So that's one move. I think what American companies and industry would say is there needs to be just a more balanced portfolio within there. The building up of excellence in basic research was a critical first step for the Irish University system, and now there can be ranked in their disciplines,
but it's
very
been
high internationally.
It's being cut back significantly, so those ratings are going to fall and are already falling. If you cut back the funds for basic research, you can't stay at the top, surely.
Yeah. Yeah, and that excellence needs to be maintained. I think a lot of American companies that are here involved in those research programs through Science Foundation Ireland are big corporate backers on that. But there are real opportunities.
They write the checks. They want to have a say in what type of research is done.
Yes.
So, for example, if I wanted to do a research project and the funding model is as you said, and I come up with a topic that I think would be very interesting, very insightful, academically revered, I might not get any of the private sector funding because you might feel it doesn't have a practical application.
Well, Science Foundation Ireland doesn't have all of the funding. There's a lot of funding through Enterprise Ireland on the more applied side, and then the education system itself through the Department of Education.
Well, if the universities rely more on private sector funding, will it not move in that direction more? Well,
I think what you're going to get out there is more balance, basically, and there's real opportunities there for learning.
What does balance mean? Does balance mean that the basic research, which is very hard to justify economically now, you can't do a discounted cash flow on basic research. I'll give you an example. My daughter is looking at the DNA of bats to see if they can figure out why they live longer than humans proportionately. Now, that's very basic. Hard to fund And you have to take a big quantum jump in logic to say, look, if she's lucky enough to find out something in 5 or 10 or 15 years' time, that'll have a massive impact on the world. But 5, 10 or 15 years' time is of no interest to commercial organisations. They may have a foundation, but for their day-to-day or year-to-year operations, they're not going to fund that. And probably I wouldn't either as a businessman.
She might be able to help us all live longer eventually as well.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
If you take a job, that in this in a world where companies can move from one country to another very quickly, if we don't listen to what their short-term needs are and taper our education system accordingly, they'll move off somewhere else to a place where somebody will listen to them.
But they're the foot soldiers. These are the guys that are going to be on the equivalent of production lines, and I don't mean that in a very negative way.
Okay.
If you look at the international companies, how many Irishmen are running them?
Yeah. OK, well, look, I'm afraid, John, we're going to have to leave it there. John Teeling and Brian Cotter, thanks very much for joining me on the programme.